Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Two people from Lexington were taken to the hospital after their car veered across the center line to avoid a separate crash and collided with a tractor-trailer's trailer in Worth Township, authorities reported. The incident happened late Wednesday morning on South Lakeshore Road north of Fisher Road. Deputies say a minor collision had already occurred between two southbound vehicles when a third car, a Ford Focus, approached from behind. In an attempt to avoid the initial crash, the driver swerved into the opposite lane and struck the rear axles of a northbound tractor-trailer. The driver and passenger of the Ford Focus were transported to McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Their conditions were not disclosed. Officials confirmed that seat belts were in use and airbags deployed. No further details about the other drivers involved have been released. The names are being withheld while the investigation continues. Donald Arthur Tibbetts has had his conviction reduced to a misdemeanor yesterday. This decision followed a sentence review. Both the defense, represented by Kyle T. O'Mara, and the prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace, agreed with an updated investigation report presented to the court. Mr. Tibbetts was found to be, quote, totally compliant, having completed all orders, programming, and maintained employment during his delayed sentence period. The judge commended Mr. Tibbetts for a, quote, good job, noting no criminal activity since his initial sentencing, and as a result, his conviction was entered as an attempt, a misdemeanor, with no further sanctions. A major recall has been issued for a widely sold cleaning product that many Michiganders may have in their homes right now. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about 1.5 million bottles of Angry Orange enzyme stain removers are being pulled because they may contain a bacterium which can pose health risks under certain conditions. The products in question come in 2 cents, Fresh Clean and Orange Twist, and were distributed in 24-ounce and 32-ounce and 1-gallon bottles. Some of the recall units were also sold bundled with a UV light attachment. These stain removers were widely available at big retailers including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Meijer, Staples, and TJ Maxx. Some places also sold them online, like Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, AngryOrange.com, and Chewy.com. While there have been no confirmed reports of illnesses or injuries tied to these products so far, officials warn the bacteria identified in a recall can be especially dangerous to people with weakened immune systems, existing lung issues, or those who use medical devices implanted in their bodies, because it can enter through inhalation, broken skin, or the eyes. If you own one of the affected stain removers, you're urged to stop using it immediately and contact a manufacturer, Thrasio, to arrange a refund. The CPSC also advises consumers to follow any disposal instructions and to reach out directly to the company for next steps. And we'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel reissued an identity theft warning during Identity Theft Awareness Week, urging residents to watch for signs their personal information may have been stolen. Identity theft, which involves the unauthorized use of data like social security numbers or credit card details, continues to rise, with more than 1.1 million cases reported nationwide in 2024, including nearly 24,000 here in Michigan. Nestle encouraged consumers to stay alert for red flags such as missing mail, unexplained bank activity, and credit denials. She also recommended preventive steps like using credit cards instead of debit, shredding sensitive documents, monitoring credit reports, and limiting use of personal checks. The Attorney General's office also highlighted the Michigan Identity Theft Support System, a resource to help victims recover their identities. Residents can contact the Consumer Protection Team for assistance or to file complaints. Saginaw Valley State University suspended its women's basketball head coach, Jenny Pruitt, and women's basketball assistant coach, Rob McDonald. The Cardinals informed the coaches and players before Thursday's 79-73 loss to Lake Superior State, which dropped SVSU's record to 4-13, heading into Monday's game at Ferris State. According to a statement from SVSU Athletic Director John Lewandowski, the coaches were suspended pending an investigation into an allegation of misconduct. SVSU men's assistant coach Dylan Lytle has taken over as the interim women's head coach, with Ashley Wellman remaining as a volunteer assistant. Pruitt is in her seventh season as the SVSU head coach and owns a record of 83-97. The St. John's High School graduate played at Michigan State and Ohio University before serving on coaching staffs at Central Michigan University, Longwood, Kent State, and St. Bonaventure. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Ace, your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Siebelwing Ace Hardware. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.